Investment scams are one of the most common ways Australians are being conned. In fact, last year alone, over $29.5 million of financial losses were reported as a result of people falling victim to dodgy investment schemes. From the almost 12,000 reports that were submitted in 2016, it's clear that fraudulent investments affect both males and females. Last year, while males lost higher amount of money in total, more females were victim in these types of deals. We have been privileged to have Zaki Amir, real estate expert and founder of Dream Design Property, on the line. Good morning, Zaki.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. What else can you say, or what else have you found about this statement from your survey?
Yeah, what I realize is the scams that I've seen recently, and you know, many of our clients or that I meet tell me, is usually, for example, when property investment companies or developers or brokers or sales agents promote real estate investments where the rental yield is too high. And what that means is, for example, if you buy a property, say, for $500,000, and they attempt to say that the rent's going to be $800, for example, that's extremely high rent, and it's not very common. So the way I question any investment in property is if anything is advertised or put forward where the rental yield is over 8%, I'd be questioning. And the way to calculate rental yield is basically the rent times 12 months. So basically 12 months of rent divided by the purchase price, which is your rental yield. And if that is 8% or higher, that's when I'd be questioning it, because most likely it could be in an area that may not have any growth, might be in an area that is very dependent on an industry, for example, like a mining town that could close at any point in time.
Mm.
Or maybe they're just over-exaggerating what the rent would be, that once you actually purchase that property or get in, you're not actually going to be even generating as close to it as that.
Yeah. The scam happens when you cannot find someone who will pay the 8% that was promised.
That's correct.
Hmm.
And then the other point is when anything is offered free of charge, there are many industries where they promote real estate investment properties. It could be also through your trusted professionals, could be through a mortgage broker, could be through an accountant of yours, etc. And as much as they're saying, yes, buying this investment property is good for you, what you got to question is, what is in it for them?
Mm.
As much as it is your, you know, trusted advisor, maybe potentially they could be earning some commissions from the person that's actually promoting that development that may not be disclosed to you. So if anything is about an investment property and say, oh, you should buy this property or you should buy this off-plan property, I guess a simple question to ask is, well, what are you getting out of this and how are you being paid for this?
Yeah, that's true. Nothing is free. There's no free lunch.
There's definitely not. And you should look after yourself and ask that question to ensure you're protected.
Mm. So anything else that you have found?
And the last point, I guess, is if anything's been offered cheaper than what you can find. My take is, you know, yes, you could be good at negotiating, and yes, you could use a company, especially even like ours, to get a property cheaper than what you may. But if anyone's promoting that we can get the property 15% cheaper than under the market, I'm not saying it's not possible, but that's when you need to question it, saying, how is that the case? Why is that true? Can you prove it to me? And why are you actually getting it? So you have some like factual, proper professional responses to it, as opposed to just accepting the advice that someone's telling you.
That's true. What about investment schemes based overseas?
Yeah, I mean, I guess with global technology, with all the social media, it's very easy now for any person, any company to start up even a business overnight at home in any country and promote an investment. Especially if you're promoting investments outside Australia, that country could be unregulated in comparison to Australia. So the laws might be different if something was not to be true. So you may want to question it once again, because they use marketing tactics to elude people for too good to be true investments. And then people get attracted to it, saying, oh, I can invest in this country and get this return and that country, not knowing what they're even going into, not even knowing the company or that person or even visiting that country and checking all the facts. So I'm not saying they're not there. It's more about making sure you ask the right questions.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you're investing a fortune, so you cannot just throw your money away. We have been speaking with Zaki Amir, real estate expert and founder of Dream Design Property. I hope that our listeners have learned a little about going through investment properties, which seems to be too good to be true. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.